Hello, everyone. This is a message of hope and healing, and this is Barb. And it's such a blessing to share this message with you today of God's love for you. I woke up this morning thinking first of what a gift today was, that God had offered me this gift, and how would I receive it? How would I give back? How would I present myself before God this day? And keeping that with me has helped me. So I wanted to share that. And then I wanted to share something that was very strong that really resonated with me from this week. I want to talk to you about kind of what people say when they say, I've been there, done that. Not going back, right? That's baggage. That's a place I've been. Don't need to go back there. I'm moving on. I've dropped that. I'm headed forward. And I understand that. I truly do. I understand a person moving forward, moving on with their life. But I would ask you this. As you have moved forward, if you have grown with Christ, if you have grown in Christ, if you have become more the person that God has designed you to be, and you are a new person, you are a better person, a more fuller version. Is it possible that coming back isn't going backwards? It's not following the same path because you're not the same person, right? There's a Greek philosopher, and I think, don't hold me to this, his name is pronounced Heraclitus. But what he said is this, which I do, this saying really is something that I really like. He said that a man cannot step into the same river twice, for he is not the same man, and it is not the same river. That saying has truth to it. Once you have done something, if you are going to do it again, you're not the same person, right? Who did it the first time, who has been there and visited once. It's also not the same place or the same person that you are going to go back and see. I think that we think about coming backwards as a retreat or as a failure, but if you come back to a certain situation with a renewed spirit, a growth in Christ, I believe sometimes we can be called back to somewhere we have been. And why would that be? For me, it happened this week that I met with a woman and shared with her. And she was the woman who 28 years ago, I gave her cross on the Emmaus Walk. The Emmaus Walk is a 3-day spiritual retreat in which it is just a beautiful tool that God uses to draw you closer. And at the end of the walk, I presented her with her cross and I said, Christ is counting on you. And she said back to me, and I am counting on Christ. And now here we are 28 years later. And I haven't seen her and talked with her in many years. And we're sharing this time. And she is telling me that she is the lay director for the next year of the Emmaus Walk. And perhaps I might see myself somewhere there to pray about it, to really give it consideration. And, you know, your first thought is, been there, done that. I've been on the walk, I've been on the team, I've been logistics, I've been, you know, a prayer partner, I've sponsored, I've done so many different roles in the walk, but I am holding on to the truth that I am not the same person as I was 28 years ago. Is God calling me back with something he has now equipped me with that may be something that is a gift to someone on the walk. Amen. So I would share that saying with you one more time, and then I would add what I believe is the most important part that maybe the philosopher didn't talk about, and that is that a man cannot step into the same river twice, because he is not the same man, and it's not the same river. But Jesus Christ is the same. So as you step into something, and perhaps you're stepping back to a situation in which you need healing, or a fractured relationship, or something for you, let's think about that right now. What is it for you? For me, in this moment in my life, it's about the Emmaus walk. Am I being called back by God for a reason? For something that has happened to me, something where God has given me a new insight, and will that be needed? Am I to go back in order to move forward? Amen. So Jesus Christ is the same. And that's what I hold on to. That is my anchor in the river that is not the same, in me that is not the same. So I am asking you, what is it for you today? Are you being called to go back in order to go forward? Is there a situation that needs some healing? Is there a relationship that perhaps needs some healing? I'm not suggesting in any way that you are being called back to something that was, to go back into an abusive relationship or in anything that drew you further from Christ. But I am talking about, it is not about you healing a relationship with a person, a relationship with a situation. It's about a healing inside yourself with your relationship with God. And if that has you building a wall between you and Christ, then that is why perhaps we're asked to go back to something. Just ask that you think about that this day. It says, and this is one that is very strong, this was in the devotional that I read, Jesus Calling, just a couple days ago. It said, bask in the luxury of being fully understood and unconditionally loved. Amen. Dare to see yourself as I see you, radiant in my righteousness, cleansed by my blood. I view you as the one I created you to be, the one you will actually be in actuality when heaven becomes your home. It is my life within you that is changing you from glory to glory. Rejoice in this mysterious miracle and thank me continually for the amazing gift of my spirit within you. That's what I'm talking about here today. Is there something that is new in you? Has the spirit grown in you? Do you have something to offer at a point for a person in your past, at a situation in your past that is new to you, that is a healing? In 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says, but we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Have you been changed? Is there something new you can offer? And it's not always about just us and our healing. Is there something you have to offer someone in the past that maybe you weren't prepared in that moment to do so, but now you are? Now you have this new depth. Now you are that channel of hope. Amen. I feel that I am being called back to Emmaus. I have grown. I am lifted in ways that I am seeing things differently than I had. And I think God can use me. Use me as I tell you the crooked stick I am to draw a straight line. Amen. So whether it be your own healing, whether it be you being called to someone else's healing, to a situation that just, you say, yes, I've moved forward,
But are you stuck because you feel a wall between you and God? The dismantling of the wall that God did not build, nor will tear down, is that truth, that drawing closer, and being aware, are you being called back in order to move forward? Let's pray. Dear Lord, you illuminate the darkness. You awaken in us a light, a growth, a desire to understand before being understood. Are we being called to visit again? A been there, done that time? Are we new and have something more to offer? Is there a depth that reaches out to the depth of someone's need or pain? Because you have given us new understanding, we can be at that depth. And Lord, we ask ourselves, what will we give back this day, in this day of this gift that you have given us? How will we receive this gift? Lord, we give you all the praise and all the glory and all the thanks and all the love. It's in the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.